The Biology of Altruism. Scientific evidence suggests that humans have a biological desire to help others, including strangers. Altruistic behavior toward strangers is uniquely human and observed at a very young age. Dr. Felix Warnecken and Dr. Michael Tomasello of Germany's Max Planck Institute for Evolutionary Anthropology have shown that children as young as 18 months want to help strangers. When their 18-month-old subjects saw a stranger throw a pencil on the floor, none of them picked it up. However, when the same subjects saw someone accidentally drop a pencil, nearly all the children picked it up in the first 10 seconds. Says Dr. Warnecken, "The results were astonishing because these children are so young. They still wear diapers and are barely able to use language, but they already show helping behavior." Because altruistic behavior appears in children so young, Dr. Warnecken and other scientists hypothesize that the human brain is designed to be altruistic. Mirror neurons. By using brain scans, neuroscientists are making new discoveries about the biology of the human brain. The recent discovery of mirror neurons in humans leads to scientists' belief that the brain can influence altruistic behavior. Mirror neurons are ordinary brain cells located throughout the brain. They light up when a person is performing an action or observing someone else doing a similar action. Mirror neurons make us cry when we see someone else cry, or smile when someone smiles at us. Our mirror neurons actually feel what they feel. They cry and smile along with them. How, then, can mirror neurons bring about altruistic behavior? By helping us feel what others feel, mirror neurons naturally make us feel compassionate. They allow us to put ourselves in someone else's situation. Without them, we would not understand or care about other people's emotions. Would we help hurricane victims? Give money to the poor? Save lives? Probably not, says Marco Iacoboni, a leading neuroscientist. We are good because our biology drives us to be good. In other words, mirror neurons seem to prepare us to be altruistic. Neuroeconomics. Neuroeconomist Bill Harbaugh and his team at the University of Oregon study the biology of altruism. They look specifically at neuroeconomics, or the connection between the brain and economic decisions. In one of their experiments, the researchers tried seeing if people's donations to charity were affected by neurons. 19 women were given $100 to play a charity game on the computer. They could choose to donate or not to a charity, each decision leading to other situations where they could gain or lose money. At the end of the game, the subjects were able to keep all the money that was left in their accounts. As the subjects played the game, the scientists scanned their brains. They looked at the brain's pleasure center, which controls how good people feel. When most subjects donated money to a charity, their pleasure centers lit up on the brain scan. Some even lit up when the subjects were taxed on their donation. Both results suggest that the brain's pleasure center is rewarded for altruistic acts. In addition, the more people donated, the more their pleasure centers lit up. For some, the pleasure center lit up more when the computer gave the charity extra money than when they received extra money to keep for themselves. The scientists point out that this was the first neural evidence for pure altruism, meaning that altruism may indeed have a biological connection. Unanswered questions. Why would our brains be biologically prepared to help others? What benefit does it have for each of us and for human beings as a whole? One popular scientific theory suggests that being natural helpers improves our chances of survival. Humans are social creatures, dependent on family, friends, governments, and strangers. Babies need food to survive, but they also need someone there to feed them. Larger social groups also rely on our help, such as when we pay taxes or donate money to charities. Without a helping brain, humans would have a much harder time trying to survive. The study of the biology of altruism still has a long way to go, however. Many questions have grown out of these initial studies. For instance, if humans are born with a helping brain, why do we also have the ability to hurt others? Why are some of us more altruistic than others? How much control does the brain have on altruistic behavior? How much influence does society have? As technology advances, scientists hope to find answers to these questions and increase our understanding of ourselves.